You're listening to
How Yoshi Did It
Podcast with Yoshi Obayashi.
Don't you ever all be sad. Lean on me when times get bad. When the day come and I know you die in a river of trouble, you're about to drown. Hold on.
Welcome to Fuck Soup, episode 2, and
Are you okay, Aiden?
What's up?
All right. Jesus.
What?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm here with Aiden Riley, Peter Warren, of course, the great Steve Holmes, and
great.
Seriously. Steve's always been good to me, and I'm really happy to see him. Why is that surprising?
But it was vice versa. Yoshi took me to some places which I would have never gone otherwise. I remember Brandon told me, my friend, we almost didn't know each other, like just hello and so on. And then Brent said, my friend, he wants to take us out to a club in Hollywood. And for the longest time, I said, I'm not really interested because I like to drink. And when I'm in Hollywood, I cannot drink because I have to drive back to the valley and all that. And
doesn't stop me.
Yeah. So finally, and I had no clue. So we said, okay, we're going to meet him. And we drove there. And I had no clue where he's going to taking us. So I'm dressed like now with shorts and flip-flops, T-shirt. And then it was this very exclusive club, the Friars Club.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And we were like, he somehow made us to be the guest of honors. We had the best table and everybody came. And it was like, and I was, if I would have known, I would have dressed differently.
When you were having meal, I could tell you're really are a European gentleman, because you that's the stuff that you were ordering for drinks, and you were having clams, you were having tons of those, and I think you were smoking cigars there too, didn't you?
Yeah, they had a cigar room. I don't know how it's now or if it still exists, but they had a cigar room. Yeah,
but you're very impressive. You knew wine, and I don't know any of that stuff, but you're a very sophisticated gentleman, and I think I told my friend who worked there, like, he was shocked that you were in adult business. He just thought you were like a doctor or attorney or something like that. And I think second and third time I saw you, I took you and Christina Rose to Tonight Show.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You're in suit.
Wow. Then I was prepared, But
you were over-prepared because people don't wear suit for the Tonight Show.
Hey, Yoshi, let me tell you something. I will blow your mind right now. I bet there's something that you never knew about me that this just reminded me of.
Uh-oh.
That I once did stand-up comedy at the Friars Club.
Wow. What?
When we were...
I didn't know that. Yeah. In New York or in L.A.?
Here.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Once or more than once?
Once.
Once. Yeah.
When we were there, the nanny of John Stagliano's daughter did a pitch.
Leah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember.
She was an actress. And, yeah. And her ex-boyfriend also was a comedian as well. But I forgot about that. And I always get along with Steve. And I'm from Japan, and he's from Germany, and we were very friendly. Sorry, Peter's Jewish, so he might be a little sensitive, but our backgrounds are very friendly. And I even saw you one time in that amazing place in Berlin, Kit Kat Club. Oh, yeah. I didn't really know you, but I saw you, and you were doing some amazing work there.
It wasn't work. It was my off time. I just had fun.
Can you explain to people, like, Kit Kat Club, what's that like? Anything goes, right? You could do anything you want to do.
Yeah, the Kit Kat Club is named after that club in that movie Cabaret. You remember that movie Cabaret with Liza Minnelli?
No. That's before my time.
No.
In fact,
it was shot
in 75 or 76.
I didn't start watching movies until the 80s.
It was one of the greatest movies ever. I love the music and everything. So anyway, Tor is a friend of mine. He is the owner of that club. I know him forever. And this club is really anything goes. People go there to dance, to drink, to take drugs, to party, to fuck, to whatever they want. It's not a swingers club per se, but there's no limits what you can do as long as it's consensual.
Okay. That's
what I was like. Yeah. Even though I went down on Sandra Romain, the Berlin Venus Fair, that's not really promoted, but in Spain, Barcelona, anything goes. I mean, you know, sometimes civilian get their dick sucked, you know.
In Spain, that's part of the program. Tony Ribas and Ramon Nomar, they found their way into the business like that, you know.
Also, they were just fans at the convention.
And for Ramon, I know for sure. I don't know really about Tony if he started that way. But Ramon, some girl just took him from the audience on stage and opened his pen and started sucking him. And then he got it up and fucked her. Literally,
the girls would say, hey, who want to come up and fuck me in front of like 1,000 people?
Or
some
guys put the dildo in my ass or whatever. So, yeah.
That seems outrageously dangerous.
Yeah.
The first time I was there, part of the show was that was the second time. Part of the show was a huge gangbang, so they had like one girl, and everybody from the audience was invited. So they had three girls preparing the guys, you know, washing their dick, put it in the condom, suck it until it's hard. Next. Go on, you know, and
Spanish are fun. They're just a fun group. In fact, I remember another scene where a tranny went up and wanted to fuck me.
Remember.
And
Yoshi raised his hand.
And I was already on stage, Aiden. But there was a sea of. I mean, I was shocked to see public fucking per se. But I thought it was a joke when the transsexual asked. But there was like tons of hands and guys went up.
The first time I had sex on stage was long time before I was in the porn industry. There was a famous club in Hamburg, and I went.
Is this a Reeperbahn?
On Reeperbahn, Große Freiheit. It's a small street next to Reeperbahn, and they had this club. It doesn't
exist. Red Light District.
It's one of the most famous since it was before the war already like this. There's since centuries. It's like all the sailors come in and they're like spending their money on prostitutes, and it has a long tradition. And there was this club called Salambo, and they had live sex performance. And I was 19 years old, and I went there, and one girl took me on stage and opened my pants, and it was in the time before AIDS. I just fucked her bareback on stage in front of, I don't know, 200-300 people.
The time before AIDS.
Yeah.
Hey, did you always, is your dick always like the size it was, even when you were 19?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, right? I always had a.
When did you realize that you were well endowed?
when I was
1 year old,
11 or 12, I found a porn magazine.
And you looked at your dick and you're like, why is my dick bigger than these guys?
No, you said, why are these dicks so small in the magazine?
Yeah. No, the thing is, I jerked off to it, and then I showed it to my friend and we jerked off together, and they said, oh my God, you're so big.
And yeah.
Oh, things are so different in Germany. Actually not.
No, I mean, I have to say, I have a lot of respect for AVN and their convention, but it's so different in Europe. But the Berlin one, it's amazing because it's basically one of the biggest, if not the biggest convention in the world now, where all the pervs from the world comes and join.
The thing is, in Berlin, they also have have restrictions, not as much as AVN. I mean, in AVN, it's because of the law. It's not because of AVN.
Right, right.
You cannot show anything, you know. In Berlin, I mean, they even have to cover their nipples. I mean, yeah, in Berlin, you can run around naked or whatever and show all hardcore on screen from the movies. And you're not allowed to have live sex, although I did it a bunch of times, but officially it's not allowed.
What about in Spain? What about the one in Spain? You can do that, right?
Oh, yeah. Spain, it's part of
the... Only, that's the only convention I went to that was out of America.
Yeah, in Spain, it's part of the
show.
That
was pretty crazy. Yeah.
It's part of it. And
is it still kind of like that too, still?
Oh, it doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't?
The Barcelona show doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Times are changing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, unfortunately, I love the internet, but it killed also a lot of stuff. And the money is less than it used to be. A lot of people don't pay for porn anymore, so there's much less money for us to spend on. I remember when the film festival in Cannes had an adult section.
We were just talking about
And I remember Max Hardcore.
So it, and I remember all the American companies spent tons of money coming to Cannes, and they just had a great time. And
but Private was the biggest one, wasn't it?
Private had a great party always, but other companies were there. All the American companies came, even if they have no stand, just to, you know, have fun, stay in the Royal Casino in Mandelieu. And I remember I was relatively new in the business, and for me it was like a fortune, but I had to be there to, I mean, you spent $25 for a cup of coffee without refill.
No refill.
But it was the place to be, you know.
You know, Steve, what movie was it? I think it was yours, where you're casting. Like, that's just like the every man's dream. Like, you know, two girls will come in, like, okay, I'll suck on her tits and I'll ear out, or, you know, like, one after another, like, you were trying to figure which two girls to fuck, but, like, It was
a movie I shot. It's called Super Sluts. I cannot afford to shoot a movie like that anymore. Because
it was amazing.
I had like over 30 girls, and
he was basically sampling them.
And
you know,
it was great. I have a scene where I have double anal with three girls in one scene. I have Eric Everard and then Rosenberg and me, and then I have 25 guys. Dump loads at the end. I mean, just
that sounds like an expensive movie.
This one scene.
You know why?
Because it is expensive.
Yeah,
can't even imagine that.
But back
then,
I could afford it. I mean, I didn't make money out of it, but I could afford it. It paid for itself.
You had the biggest smile during that thing. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Just two girls. All right, next two, and you picked the
thing. It was the storyline, if you want to call it a story, is Isabel Eyes
is my, I love her.
She's now a professional kickboxer in Thailand.
Don't be offended that I called you a pig. In a good way.
I love her. And so she plays my girlfriend, and then we go through all these experiences, and then Sandra Romain is in the movie, and I mean, great locations, lot of girls, great male performers. I mean, I just loved doing this movie, but I can't afford to do any movie like this anymore with the budget we have nowadays.
Oh my god, I love that movie. Yeah. Oh my god, just like,
it's still on sale. You can I shot it for Platinum X Pictures, but then when I moved to Evil Angel, they still sell my movies from back then, and you can still watch it online and at Evil Angel, or order it.
And those 30 girls, however it was, I mean, they were just beautiful.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it was Budapest, right?
Yes, yes, it was shot in Budapest.
That city's amazing with girls.
And Isabel Eyes caused a traffic accident because she was flashing her pussy on the street and two cars crashed. It was just a fender bender, nothing serious.
I'm a big fan of public nudity.
Yeah,
but I'm super like paranoid to do it. Not myself, but to shoot it, you know, to have girls do it. But I love it.
The best way to do it. I can show you a little thing. Unfortunately, your people on the thing can't watch it.
When I, you just have to plug in a cable.
When I do that in Madrid, I do it with official permits of of the city. Okay. Oops. This was this. I mean, no. Okay.
Oh my God, you make me miss.
Take it easy.
Budapest.
Okay. Settle down. So that's.
Relax. Watching the movie.
Everybody, it's an open shop. Everybody can
Who's
see.
Who's this girl?
Send.
You think she would like me?
Vega, something. Caroline Vega. She is from Uruguay.
Where?
Uruguay.
Where the hell is that?
Latin America.
Latin America. Beauty. Oh. Fantastic
right next
food.
To Argentina.
Yes, between Argentina and Montevideo is the capital, and they have the best steaks in the world.
She looks happy.
She is.
Wow, she's beautiful. Wait, is that fake or natural?
Her boobs?
No. Oh,
those are real.
Okay. They are real.
Wow.
Yeah. She never seen a fake boob before.
From the trannies.
Oh, look at her feet.
I've been to a club in Hollywood yesterday and I saw so many fake boobs.
She's making me drool.
Oh, wow.
Wait, weren't you showing me public nudity?
Yeah.
How to get away with it?
Yeah, this is... Now she's
Sorry, guys, you guys can't see this because...
They can see it.
Oh, they can?
Okay.
Oh,
good.
Oh, good.
So this is public.
Copyright violation.
Everybody could watch her getting dressed or undressed, yeah. And now she's gonna.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Clever. You are a fucking clever man. Never even thought about doing something. She's like, I'm inside. These perverts are just watching.
No, but she's leaving the place.
Yeah.
Wait, don't you do movies where you fuck a girl and you jack on her face and she just go out in public with a jizz on her face?
We used to do that. We are not allowed to do it anymore. I love to do it. But, I mean, I have
Those
to...
Those are great.
Yeah.
Allowed to?
I have to always see what my clients allow me to do or not.
Got it.
Oh, my God. There she goes. This dude's
What? Oh, yeah. They have good Spanish music to it.
But she's allowed to do that, right?
Yeah. Here we have permits from the city of Madrid to do it. The police stopped us and I showed my permit and then...
It's okay?
Yeah. No, I have official permit to shoot
we may not be able to
public
the music.
Nudity.
So
the,
you go to City
music
Hall...
Is okay, the music is part of the king and they won't complain.
Well, how does that work? You go to City Hall and say, hey,
I'm
going to pay for
my
permit.
A girl walking naked down the street?
Yes, exactly. I have a lawyer.
Like, okay.
Yeah, I have a lawyer doing that.
America.
But this is in Madrid.
This is in Madrid, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I will be in Madrid in a month from now and shoot more like this.
Is this a common thing for people to see, though, if they're there? Or is it only when someone's shooting a porno?
No, it's not common.
It's like if I went to Spain and walked down the street, it would be... What are the if you want to, I would see a naked girl walking down the street?
Very slim, but not impossible.
But most of but you rarely ever would see a naked girl just walking down the street with no one shooting a camera. Like for no reason, just walking down the street.
There's one guy, he's famous in Barcelona. He runs around naked 24/7 around the year. He's full of tattoos.
And then what is it like for like kids, for little, you know, for children?
It's paradise.
I mean, kids love tits. They feed on it.
Yes!
They feed on them.
Okay.
Literally.
Yeah.
But they see it, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I love it when people, like, even people there, when they see it, they're just like, what?
Yeah, the reaction is very different. You see some people just don't turn.
They don't care.
And then some people are like, wow, what's going on here? Look. Yeah.
But I noticed the people that don't look are like the guys that they're with their girlfriends or wives.
Later we take her to the most central square in town. And you can see it takes a while for the tourists to... First, they don't know how to handle this situation.
I love until, her body shape.
Until they all come and take pictures. And no, she's beautiful. God. And
she's
She loves sex and everything. I mean, she's just perfect.
We love her too.
Yeah. Caroline Vega.
I want to look her up. I'm going to Google her later.
Yeah.
Do you remember that street in Madrid? I think it's called Montera, where all the hookers hang out.
No.
I'm very familiar with the area. and I got a couple hookers from there, and
you're gross.
What, getting hookers?
I don't know.
You, oh, yes. You finally realize I'm gross after 14, 12 years?
No, I always knew.
But I think Madrid is very underrated. It's a beautiful city.
It's beautiful.
People
yeah.
are kind, and I like the fact that prostitution is legal. But one of the park, I thought, wow. Oh, Jesus.
She has a nice coochie.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff going on over here from Kink.
Yeah, I'm happy. I do a lot of productions for them in Europe.
Yeah.
I love to work with this company. It's really cool.
I got a question.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with porn.
Good.
Have you had sexual intercourse with a famous person? A famous woman?
You got to think about that one. That's
the
tough.
Question, the question is, what is famous?
A celebrity. A well-known celebrity that's someone that doesn't have sex for money.
I'm saying.
By the way,
nobody's paying attention to this conversation because they're too busy looking at this show.
I had sex in my swinger life with very well-known women. But I, of course, will not mention.
Not in America.
No, in Europe.
Okay.
I will not mention any name.
So you've never had sex with an American celebrity?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
I always wonder, like, if male porn stars have sex with female celebrities? Because you always hear about like female porn stars talking about male celebrities that they've had sex with.
Ask Nick Manning. I bet he will at least claim that he has.
Well, all right.
But I mean, I'm not as popular as he is. I mean, he can sell his sperm for $6,000.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised. Manuel will probably have somebody famous.
I'm pretty sure that Manuel has a lot of famous fans.
Ah.
But he's not the guy who, you know, if... Like I told you the story that this girl sent me a message on Facebook and 2 days later...
Manuel's not the guy to do stuff like that.
He's not the guy to do that.
You know what? Actually, you're right, because I talked to him about the prostitution in Europe. He said, like, I've never done it, and, like, I believe him. He seemed just like... But girls for work or girlfriend? But
no, he loves it, and also, he got into this business because he just loved fucking.
Yes,
and when you see how many terribly ugly girls he fucked in the beginning of his career, when you see some of the old stuff he did before he became well known, he did only the amateur stuff: old, fat, ugly. I mean, everything. He loves sex, but he's. I don't think he would react on a Facebook message like I do.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Mm.
If you could fuck a famous female celebrity, who would you pick? If it was like I came down and I was God or some shit like that. And I said, Steve, what famous celebrity would you like to put your dick inside of?
Paris Hilton.
Really?
Wait. Why her?
Because I think she is incredibly sexy.
I jerked off
to her porn, which is the worst porn ever shot. But I've jerked off to that so many times.
I would also have sex with Paris Hilton.
I think I would too. She's pretty hot.
She is extremely
no matter what
sexy.
Society says about her. Yeah. I dig her.
She would have to not talk during all.
I wouldn't mind if she talked.
Oh, no, that's cute. I think she plays dumber than she is. Well, I think that's
maybe.
A,
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Whatever. I don't care. She's sexy.
I think she's very shrewd. She was at LAX and she was standing right in front of me. And I have to say, she's prettier in person.
Oh yeah, I saw her in person, and I was like,
she's beautiful, and she was very friendly, and she was nice to everyone, and you know, she. I think you're right. She played dumb. I believe that because
I think she puts on an act.
I think it takes clever person to be that famous, you know.
And she's successful. She's a good business.
Absolutely,
woman. She has her perfumes and whatever, and.
But that could be like. People behind her, like business partners.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I don't care. I probably never have the chance to fuck her. But if I get it, I would take it.
All right. Is there anyone else? Is there a second? What's her friend's
name? I don't really care for celebrities. I mean, for me, I don't care. It could be a waitress or or a Hollywood star. It doesn't make a difference if she's sexy.
You just wanted to have a hot hole.
If she's sexy, she's
hot,
sexy.
Wet hole. Yeah.
That's the difference between women and men. Well, there's so many differences.
What's one of the differences?
No, but the fact that a girl, if she's hot, she's hot. Like, if a girl is, you know, a hostess at Fridays or whatever, right. And some celebrity walked in and decided she was hot, he will bang that girl. It doesn't work the other way around.
Like a female celebrity wouldn't walk in and see a hot male waitress and say,
no.
Not banging you.
look at Tiger Woods. He fucked a lot of those waitress types. And, you know.
And then we have the big controversial discussion about who is hot and who is not. Like my good friend Eric Everhart and I, we can never agree on hot. because for me, hot is personality. For me, a girl can be ugly and hot.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And for him, it's all the looks, you know? And I fucked pretty girls who are like cold as a dead fish, but for him they're hot just because of the looks. So there's also, it's very individual what you
I think personality and sexual energy really matters, I think, from the scene, you know. And well, Aiden should know because he drank a lot of girls too. And going back to Annette Schwartz, you know, for me, like, she great personality, she was big, I mean, she's tall,
yeah.
But the performance is unbelievable. And you could tell she's really, really love it, you know. And I hate any scene where girls doing it because I could tell sometimes they don't even want to be there.
I remember the first time I worked with her was in Europe before she ever came to America. And she just finished her contract with GGG and started to work for regular porn companies. Mm-hmm. And I got a phone call from a friend and said, hey, can you do a scene for me in Slovak and bring a girl, whoever you want to fuck, I don't care. And she was in Budapest. I just got introduced to her, so I asked her, hey, do you want to do a scene with me? We have to drive, take the train, go to Slovak. And so we spent like 3 hours together in the train, and I was thinking to myself, I heard all these wild things about her, and she's so not, she's such a like lovely, nice, shy girl in normal life. And then we started the scene. I said, oh my god,
yes.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you know. And
yeah
I mean, Spiegler was telling me when she left and he had to clean her room, he had to fumigate the room because it was such a mess in there. She literally left like plate full of like old chicken and things like that. And she left, but I love about her being pig, you know, like, I was very sad when I heard that she moved back to Europe.
And also she's very friendly. Like, I did a scene for John Stagliano for his Fashionistas series with her. And what is...
A quick question about this scene. So like those three guys were posing, right?
Yeah, everybody wanted
The guy in the red got in the middle and bent down and put his hand on the other guy's penis.
Did he?
Yeah, was there a purpose of that?
I didn't.
Hey, they're European.
Yeah, so well.
I mean, he could have put his hand anywhere, but he grabbed that guy's crotch right in the middle.
This is like the main square of Madrid, just to give you an idea. Of course, the police stepped in. You don't see it.
What did the police say? You have to uncuff her from
the... No, the police just wanted to know what we are doing there, and I showed them our shooting permit, and they... Okay.
And they said okay.
And then they left.
And you can fuck her?
No. There's nudity. We get permission for nudity.
But no sex.
No sex. Well, the sex the sex, we shoot the sex in different environment. Also there, we don't have any kids, and we make sure I have a I have a team there. Looks like FBI, everybody with a microphone and a and walkie talkies, and we make sure there's no families coming and kids coming. So that's so we split it up with like real extreme public nudity, and then the sex with a controlled public where so people are invited to watch. But we make sure there is no minors.
So what you're saying is pornographers obey the law?
Yes. that's right. Why I stopped shooting in Russia, although it was hard for me not to go there anymore because I loved it. But I don't want to go to jail for that. I mean, it's not worth it.
But going back to this Hero Square in Budapest, you basically had to bribe the cops. How did you get out of that? Because you didn't have a permit, did you?
No, but the thing is, nobody really knew about what is legal, what is not. There's no law about that. And then the police, after we were done, they didn't interrupt us. After we were done, they came and said, ask us what we do here, this and that. I go, give them some dollars, and then we left.
How much did you have to give them?
I gave them less than they wanted because Eric was the producer and he wanted to be responsible, step in, but I know he had his pockets full of money because I just picked up money for him.
I did hear about this.
He had 10 grand in his pocket and he was already reaching. I said, don't step back, don't touch your, let me do that.
They would have taken it all, huh?
They would have probably taken it all. And then I had 50 bucks in my pocket. Then I said, this is what I have.
It is true.
50 bucks.
Yeah. And so they said, oh, that's not enough. I said, okay, if you want, we can go together to my bank. I pick up more money. But of course, they didn't want to do that. I said, okay, just leave, you know.
We'll go to my bank.
Steve, can you talk a little about when you worked in Japan? I'm really curious about this. I didn't know that you've been to Japan to work.
I've been for a week with my good friend Raul and Momo, of course. We all love Momo. He ordered
the great Momo. Yeah,
and great Momo.
My wife and Momo are very good friends, and I love him. I know him from my first year in the business. I met him in Barcelona. And
see, he's not just a photographer because he facilitates business for the foreigners doing business in Japan. And
he comes with Japanese producers to the US, to Europe, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And then he's a photographer and a journalist. He writes for Japanese magazines.
Ah, so that's what he does.
And he speaks multiple languages, and he really understands how the market works in Europe.
And he's a good people person. Everybody likes him, and everybody, you know. And it was very nice. We went for 1 week shooting for Raul Christian. I did 3 scenes with Japanese girls, which was a lot of fun because, I mean, say Asa Akira is one of my favorites here. She is real Japanese, but she is born and raised in America, so she's socialized in America. She's like a Japanese-looking American.
Yes.
When you go to Japan, it's totally different. I mean, everything, the culture, everything, they sound, they act, when you have sex, totally different. Mm-hmm. The noises they make is totally different.
Sounds like an anime.
And everything is so, and they have to play shy. That's in their culture, you know, playing shy. And it's a totally different experience.
There's a lot of like weird psychological stuff going with the Japanese stuff, you know, like you've probably seen these porn where it's almost like science fiction where a guy finds this device to stop time and everybody in the room, all the women freeze except the guy.
What?
He'll take turn fucking girls, and I'm thinking like, well, that's technically rape in most circumstances, you know. but the girls will stay in the same spot, the guys will go, you know, like a guy walk in into 7-Eleven or something like that, and they'll literally film in 7-Eleven and girls, like the girls working behind the counter and the customers, and he will literally go girl and girl one after another and take their clothes, fuck one by one.
I like Japanese porn because it's very creative and crazy.
For sure.
This, by the way, was a hooker working there. You know, this park is full of hookers. I love their creativity. I mean, they have these game shows which are very popular in Japan, and then they make porn versions out of it. And Yeah, I like it.
And there's another one where you know, it's a porn, but this girl is a news announcer, and while she's telling the today's news, guys will come and start jerking on her face when she's talking about New York Stock Exchange, wham, pop in her face to talk about foreign affairs. You know,
that I kind of like.
Yeah, no, it's really funny. I mean, some of this Japanese porn, I cannot jerk off to it because it's just funny and not really horny, but some of it is really horny.
Steve, I would tell you, in Madrid, there's a lot of hookers, like you were saying, and this girl came up to me, and sometimes, you know, you want to, like, I don't speak Spanish, so I grab her ass and tits, figure if I want to fuck her, and I find out she wasn't a hooker, she was a deaf person asking for donation for so she go, whatever the sound the deaf person make, I put 10 euro and ran, and because I thought she was a hooker. But Europe is such a great place about being open-minded about sex, because Germany is great because prostitution is legal. You know, I've been to Duisburg, Bochum, Frankfurt, Hamburg, Bonn. I mean, there's prostitution all over the place.
Yeah.
And Germans are really great about this. They even give discounts to senior citizens. They give discount to handicapped person. I mean, I know we laugh, but I do think having sex is a human right, and people get lonely. And I think Germans definitely have a right attitude about sex, you know, and they have a healthier attitude about sex.
Yeah, in Germany, it's like a regular job. You can, you know, you get health insurance. And
absolutely.
Why is prostitution illegal? Why is it illegal for someone to get money for having sex?
I will not understand that.
I don't understand either.
But it is in many countries.
It just is.
But yeah, why?
It is in many countries.
I don't know why, but it is.
Why are drugs illegal? I will not understand that.
I don't take
drugs, but if... I mean, yeah, I drink alcohol, but this is fortunately a legal drug.
Whoa.
But if somebody wants to get stoned, let them do it.
Well, that's changing, but I guess I can understand like hard drugs, I suppose.
In Spain, Portugal, everything's completely legal as long as it's personal amount. And Germans have a very smart way of dealing with drugs as well. In Frankfurt, there's these rooms that you could go if you want to inject heroin. And they're doing a good job controlling, preventing overdosing and other problems associated with drug issues. And the Germans are very smart and pragmatic about their...
In some regards. They are stupid in others.
Yes. Yeah. We have a Jewish person here.
No, that has nothing to do with that. I mean, it's like I always say to my... If I would be the king of the world, I would pick some stuff from America, some from Germany, some from Russia, some from Japan, and make the perfect society.
Utopia.
I had to stop that porn. It's very distracting. I can't find this kind of stuff free on the internet.
Why are you looking for free porn?
I'm not going to pay for it. I make porn. I shouldn't have to pay for porn.
I could understand that logic.
I don't take it because I'm like a pirate and a thief. Like, if you don't make porn, you should pay for it. But if you make it, I don't think you should have to pay
for it.
All
right. That's fair.
I mean,
I have free
access from a lot of porn sites.
Because I'm not fucking downloading porn to jerk off to it. I'm downloading it for research.
Okay.
Because I want to see if I want, like, if does this girl make me horny? Okay, then I'm going to give her money. You know, and granted, the company that whoever I'm watching, they're not going to make any money from me downloading it for free. But still, like, I'm not a consumer of any pornography companies.
I worked many years in the computer industry, software industry, and we got ripped off before anybody else got ripped off with pirated versions.
I can't believe you were in a business associating with the word soft. Because you're always hard, Steve.
Yeah, I changed from software to hardcore. So I'm very particular about having legal software on my computer and pay for porn if I have to. But fortunately, a lot of companies give me free access.
They do?
Yeah.
I want free access. Do you think I could get a free account with Kink?
Ask them. I mean, I have.
I'm asking you.
I'm not in charge. Movies. I'm not in charge for that. I would give it to you.
All right,
Steve. Do you mind talking about, like, who were some of your favorite performer do you work with or scenes, like your top four or five? I'm curious what you know.
I always try to avoid this question.
Oh, okay. because never mind.
Yeah, no, I tell you what. First of all, there is so many really fantastic girls in right. the industry. And if I point now one, then I'm unjust to
that's
10
right.
others.
That's true.
And second, what I like...
Who's the latest girl that you jerked off to?
Please say Belladonna.
No, it was my wife.
Oh, the latest porn star that you jerked off to.
Good answer.
No, it was. We had some... You know, video conferencing.
That's interesting.
I remember
FaceTime, FaceTime sex.
Nice.
I think the last time I saw you and your wife, I was like pleasantly surprised how good you guys are getting. I mean, you guys are like a wonderful couple.
We are married. Next May, it will be 25 years that we are married.
Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you.
And it was really fun. Like, you guys were looking like you guys were having fun hanging out with each other. And it was really, really nice to see that, you know.
And, of course, that's why we are together.
Yeah, but it's hard for people outside of the business to imagine that, you know. Like, especially when you have two performers. And it's something
No,
that,
my wife was never in the business.
I know, but yeah. For most people outside of the business, they just can't fathom when, you know, one person or both of them in the business, how that works, you know. But it was great seeing you guys. I mean, you guys were laughing, you know, and we were drinking wine, and yeah, it was great. You don't have to talk about this if you feel uncomfortable, but did you have anyone in your family or relative were interested in getting the business, and would you?
No. Well, I mean, I wouldn't object, but there's... Everybody in my family is different. My sister is a professor for mathematics at the university.
Oh, wow.
My father was a engineer. And so everybody is different. I'm the only pornographer. And I think that's probably in most cases. I don't think many pornographers have parents or sisters or siblings in this business. I mean, it happens, but it's the exception.
Does That's anyone true. Not like in your family approve of what you do?
I mean, my parents were definitely not happy when I switched from a relatively senior position in a computer company to be a porn star. I mean, I was, and especially at the beginning, I wasn't barely making any money, you know. It took a while. I worked for like $100 a scene or so, you know, just to get my food in the door, and so right. also they were worried that I can, you know, provide for my family, and right. so they okay. weren't happy yeah, at sure. all, but they accepted it.
What was that sound?
I don't know. What was that? It sounded like a missile attack. Did you? Did you know, like, right off, were you very confident, like, when you got into porn and you were like, I'm going to make it big?
No. Make it big? No. I was never...
Did you go in thinking, like, I'm going to be successful?
Kind of, yes, because every time I watched, or most of the times I watched porn, I saw something I would like to do different. And I said, I think... You can improve that. You can do that.
That's better. What I thought too when I would watch porn.
And that's what I tried from the very first time, to do it the way I would like to watch it.
Sure. I think that's what makes a successful pornographer, whether it be a producer or a performer.
For me, I always compare porn with ballroom dancing. And Fred Astaire is my role model to, you know... make the girl shine, move her and position her in a way that it just looks great. Have fun. Dancing is fun, but yeah. do it also for the audience.
Yeah.
I like that. Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
So, Steve... you're going to be here for about a month. Do you have a website that you want to promote, or what's some of the new projects you're working right here?
I mean, I I mean, whoever wants to buy my movies is welcome. They are at evilangel.com.
And if they want to fuck, they just have to friend you on Facebook and send you a little cute message saying,
if they're female and nice looking, yes.
What if they're not so nice looking, but they're fucking horny?
Then I like that. Okay. I like that. I told you before, personality for me is more important than the looks. If both goes together, then of course it's
perfect. Are you more turned on by a submissive woman?
You know what? This is for me a relatively new game. And I found out that a lot of fans I have now are submissive women, and they watch my King stuff and other stuff and invite me to do whatever I want with them. For me, it turns me on to see them getting turned on. When I spank their ass or things like that, it's not for me that it's right. It turns me on to see them getting off.
Right.
Do they get scared when you take your clothes off?
I would. Usually they know what they expect when they watch my movies before, you know.
Is your fan base bigger now that you've done kink stuff than it was?
Much, much. And especially from female, because I don't know how.
Is that right?
Yeah. Kink has a lot of couples and female subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, more than regular porn.
The BDSM lifestyle is pretty big.
Yeah.
And BDSM is pretty big in Germany, isn't it? It seems like it's...
I get since I do that, I get fan mail from all over the world, from Australia, Africa, literally all Asia, literally all over the world.
That's pretty cool.
And I've never had that before, you know, when I did regular porn.
Wow, that's... Huh.
I got a few emails here and there saying, oh, I like what you're doing, but since I do BDSM stuff for kink, they are very popular and very popular with couples and female.
Listen, that's why we decided this year to give out the BDSM best BDSM release.
Oh, I gotta shoot a
award
BDSM movie.
on stage at the awards this year for the first time, because it's become so huge that, and it was a little I got questioned a little when I first suggested that, but why were they
against it or so hesitant?
Just because, you know, at first glance it seems like a fetish, like a niche thing, you know, but
it's a huge niche.
It's huge. Yeah.
And it's like I think a little bit comparable to the gay scene. I mean, only I don't know how many percentage of the population, a small percentage of the population is gay, but they consume more porn per capita than the standard heterosexual guy. And so
Dick is dick, right? I mean, gay people love because I'm,
and also I think the people in the BDSM scene consume more porn than the average.
Sure, because that's you know, that lifestyle is about sexuality, so obviously you know, it wouldn't be like a NASCAR
other people spend money for their cars or whatever, or boats or whatever hobby they have. And the BDSM couples spend more on...
Shoot, I gotta make a BDSM movie.
Because many of my gay friends, they've always mentioned like...
You have gay friends?
Yes. Yes, I actually have friends, Aiden.
You have friends?
I don't know about that.
When I learned English in school back then, a gay couple was still a man and a woman being happy.
But they always mention, whenever they ask me, once they find out I used to work in the porn business, the three names always popped up when they ask me if I knew...
David Riley?
No, they ask me, do I know Rocco, Manuel, and Steve Holmes? I mean, you know, there's a lot of gay fans that
that's,
love...
That's nice to be in this group. I mean, Rocco and Manuel are much more popular and successful than I am, but I'm friends with both of them, and it's nice that they mention me in the same sentence.
Well, I think it's long overdue that Steve winning a Performer of the Year.
I've been twice Foreign Performer of the Year here in ABN.
There you go.
What?
Nothing. No, but do, before we finish, is there a website that we could promote for you? Or
No, I don't have a website.
Okay.
Me neither.
Yeah. Well, he obviously has a Facebook.
I do, yeah.
What's your Facebook?
Yeah.
What's your Facebook for all the girls that want to fucking lay on your dick?
Just Steve Holmes, I guess. I don't even know.
Just look up Steve Holmes?
Yeah.
Is your avatar a picture of your dick?
It's an avatar picture of me in a black suit with Flower Tucci in front of me.
Of course.
Oh, I miss her.
Flower Tucci.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from her in a long time.
Yeah, she was great. I mean, I haven't seen her. I don't know what she's doing now. I hope she's doing well. I love to work with her.
All right. Well, I think we're running out of time for this one. But Steve, thank you for doing this. And man, I just think
we could talk to Steve forever.
Forever. And I hope someday you write a book about your life.
I need a ghostwriter for that because I'm a storyteller and not a writer.
I'm available.
Me too.
Okay.
No, seriously, Peter is an excellent writer.
And me too.
But Steve, thanks for doing this. I missed you so much. I haven't seen you over 2 years, almost 2.5 years, and
yep.
I'm glad you're doing well. I'm glad your family's doing well, and your fans, female fans, thank you for coming back, I'm sure.
Thank you for having me, being here at the AVN building with you guys, and thanks for inviting me.
Cool. And hopefully we have many other episodes that we would like to have you on the show. And once again, I want to thank AVN. Peter, thank you for providing the facility to film this today. And Aiden, thanks for showing up.
Yeah.
I know it was tough for you to show up. God, you're so I'm going to smack you. But all right, well, thanks for watching the second episode of Fuck Soup. And we will
three guys in a sandwich.
Shut up. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye. Bye.